You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
It's Wednesday, it is executive lounge time, and what better way to speak to this particular topic than to get in touch with a high-profile executive. I'm joined on the line by the Chief Financial Officer at the attraction business, that is Zinhle Simamane. Good evening, Zinhle. Thanks so much for taking the time. What do you do as a CFO at Traction?
Hi, Jimmy. First and foremost, I'd like to thank you for having me this evening. I'm excited to be here. Happy to be here. I am CFO of international business specifically for Traction, and that involves looking after the real operations of our rest of Africa business. Traction operates in a number of countries on the continent, and as the CFO, all of those little pockets of excellence across our borders fall within my realm of responsibility. Everything from liaising with in-country stakeholders, with government counterparts, financial accounting, payroll management, so making sure people have jobs. what else is there? Tax issues, the various jurisdictions make it really exciting and really different every single day. I don't know if that captures it in a nutshell. It's just finance all over Africa.
Oh, well, that definitely does make sense of it. I remember having a conversation with James Holly, so this kind of sums it up. You are the one that tells James what he can and can't spend money on. and I guess that makes a lot more sense than what he would like to hear, but that's not why we're having this conversation. We're having this conversation because we're getting to know you, Zinhle. How did you get into this position? You're a VITSI, like I am. You went through a very different...
Ooh, we've got the edge.
We do. So, well, some may argue that we've jumped off the edge, but we'll come back to that.
Don't count yourself out. in terms of how I got into the role, my background is actually in finance. So I did my articles to become a chartered accountant at PwC in the banking and capital markets division. From there, I moved on to APSA within the finance space. From there, I moved to a MES fund. And the idea was to get involved with investments to supplement my CFA qualification that I was doing at the time and just get a broad understanding. So when I was a young, wide-eyed article clerk, I was like, I'm going to be in the sexiest part of banking, which is investments and deal making, private equity, that sort of thing. Then Traction approached me and said, do you know what's sexy? Rail. And I said, I don't know that because I don't know anything about rail, but you know, talk to me. Let's see what's going on here. The opportunity itself was a hybrid role at the time. I joined as a commercial and financial analyst in November 2018. I could then plug into my accounting background as well as my CFA knowledge and utilize that to get into deals to help build rail, and not just from a South African perspective, but on the continent because I love to travel. Promoted me, call it 10 months in, to CFO of international business. Partly because of, I guess, how I work. Also, mostly because of how I work, but also how rail was being taken seriously, like as seriously at the time. It really is a very, very, very sexy, growing, booming industry. Well, and I've been CFO of international business ever since.
Zinhle, you mentioned that you are enjoying your time in rail. You're absolutely loving it at the moment. You found the appeal behind rail. And I remember the conversation I had with James from Traction the last time was around the privatization of rail. I want to get your thoughts on that. The state of rail in South Africa and in Africa, where do you sit on the privatization side of it? I mean, it might be a bit of a biased conversation considering Traction is a private entity, but you've seen very different sides of rail, and I imagine you've got some thoughts around it.
I definitely do. Also, it would be weird if I didn't, right? It's where I work. So I think it could only be a good thing for South Africa, for our economy, for a number of reasons. And I've mentioned the people aspect of things. I don't necessarily need to go into the details of the unemployment rates in South Africa. But what, and I'm going to call it open access as opposed to privatization, what open access can do for South Africa is essentially enable the mining houses who we've seen are looking to withdraw, who we've seen are shutting down, not because we don't have the minerals, but because they aren't able to move them in a reliable and efficient manner. So what open access does is it allows competition to enter the market, and competition is always good for a thriving economy. It allows Transnet to earn additional streams of revenue in the form of access fees. And what I'm describing now is not even theoretical, because it's part of my portfolio for the work that Traction does through a joint venture on the Tanzania-Zambia Railway Authority network between Zambia and Tanzania. So we went, or Tazara, as it was known, went from being the state-owned only operator on that network to allowing our joint venture in as a private railway operator. They've been able to turn things around from a cash flow perspective, from a jobs perspective, not just from our entity hiring locals, upskilling locals, training locals, bolstering the enthusiasm around rail, but also for government to, or the Tanzanian Zambian government to prosper. They haven't lost volumes as a result of the introduction of a private railway operator. It's just good business all around for everyone. So that's what I'd like to see in South Africa with open access.
Booming industry, I suppose, except depending on which rail agency you work for, we won't come back to some of the other ones. But the 10-month promotion kind of is a sensible thing. It's a very subtle way of saying you are absolutely phenomenal with numbers. So what do you do when you're not thinking about numbers, Zintle?
Yeah, I'm planning my next trip.
Okay.
I am going on vacation.
Favorite destinations?
I can't stand the cold, which includes the South African winter, albeit it's not as cold as the rest of the world. So I live for my mid-year break. The last 2 years, I've been in Portugal, Italy, Germany, so just a Euro summer tour, Luxembourg, Paris. This year, though, I am going to Malta.
Okay.
For a little festival. So to de-stress and unwind, time with friends, traveling, seeing the world. And that includes South Africa. I spent my 35th birthday earlier on this year in Paris, went skydiving, just to see the little pockets of excellence we have, because South Africa is a beautiful country, not just me going overseas all the time.
Sounds like you are the perfect person to find at a Coachella festival, unwinding after a very long and stressful financial period.
I need to go to Coachella. I want to say have nightmares about not being at Beychella, but, you know, here we are. It's happened. I did get to see her last year in Germany, though. So that made up for it a little bit.
That's
but
it.
Festivals, a good time, some music, some live acts. That is, for me, the best way to unwind and de-stress, and to definitely not be thinking about numbers.
Flying halfway around the world to see Queen Bee. That's very interesting. What's your favorite meal?
My favorite meal?
Mm.
It depends on my mood, actually. I would say right now, I am in a meat-eating phase, which is unusual because my diet is mostly chicken and fish. But give me a good steak, some mushroom sauce, some potatoes, because potatoes are the best vegetable in the world, and broccoli, and I'm happy.
Potatoes are definitely a super vegetable. I agree with you on that. They are so diverse, and I feel like other vegetables are slacking when compared to potatoes.
Zintle, a potato.
Let's
it
look
does
at,
it all.
It does. It really does. I want to look at the food side of it. You've got steak as a favorite meal, and then a couple of other things. One person that you can have dinner with, dead or alive, who would you share that steak with?
Oh, no, this is going to sound so sappy.
And why?
You know, I enjoy spending time with my loved ones. I enjoy connecting and getting out of my head and the stresses of work and the economy and so the people, the choice of my dinner partner will always be those people that give me peace, essentially. So top of the list is my mom, Nomahlubi Simamane, who I had dinner with last night. And if you're asking if I had steak, the answer is yes.
There we go. Consistency.
She ordered it. She had a T-bone. So just catching up with her, with family, relaxing, talking about everything and nothing. That's ideal.
as a young chartered accountant who has gone through pretty much all the stereotypes, young, black, female, CA, numbers, all of it worked all the way through everything. What keeps you motivated?
Some of it is the impact that I can visibly see in the work that I do. I think part of the problem or with being in finance is numbers don't really mean anything. It's about, or at least this is what other, it means something to me, but what most people see is numbers. They don't quite understand it. They don't quite get it. They don't quite care for it. What does it actually mean at the end of the day? So the things that keep me motivated, like I said a little bit earlier, is seeing the positive impact I've been able to contribute to from a people perspective across the continent.
Mm.
Yeah, just from hiring people to supporting them when they are ill to just being fully present. It's their engagement.
And it's so important that that engagement is there. It's quality that leadership needs to provide, that people in senior positions are looked to for guidance and that sort of thing. And I suppose being able to actually enjoy doing that is one thing, over and above being able to just render the service or being able to provide the answers to the questions.
See, exciting times.
Certainly exciting times indeed. Good food, good travel, and family above everything else. We'll leave it at that, Zintle. Thanks so much for the insights and for allowing us to get to know you a little better. That's Zintle Simamane, who is the Chief Financial Officer for Traxion's International Business Operations, joining me for this week's Executive Lounge.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.